Myanmar approves death penalty for forced scam labor. Myanmar's military government has approved legislation that imposes the death penalty for operating forced labor scam compounds and life imprisonment for cryptocurrency fraud, according to reporting from Decrypt on July 28, 2026. The measure moves one of the region's most notorious hubs for online scam operations toward the harshest penalties yet enacted against the trade. The law targets the compounds along Myanmar's borders, where trafficked workers are held and forced to run pig butchering schemes, romance scams, and fake crypto investment platforms aimed at victims worldwide. United Nations estimates cited in the coverage put losses from these operations at up to $114 billion across Southeast Asia in 2025. The scale behind the sentencing scam compounds in Myanmar, Cambodia, and Laos have grown into an industrial operation over the past 4 years. Workers are often lured with fake job offers, trafficked across borders, and held under armed guard while they are made to defraud strangers online. The output is largely crypto-denominated. Victims are steered into depositing funds into wallets or fraudulent trading apps that display fabricated gains before the money disappears. Capital punishment for the operators, paired with life sentences for the crypto fraud itself, signals that Myanmar is treating the compounds as violent organized crime rather than a financial regulation problem. The distinction matters. Most jurisdictions prosecute investment fraud under securities or wire fraud statutes with fixed sentencing ranges. Attaching the death penalty to the forced labor element reframes the entire enterprise as trafficking and enslavement. A regional pattern hardening Myanmar's move does not stand alone. Cambodia has run high-profile raids on compounds in Sihanoukville and along its own borders, and Chinese authorities have pressed neighboring governments to dismantle operations that target mainland victims. The direction across the region is consistent, escalating criminal penalties, cross-border enforcement, and asset seizures aimed at the crypto rails the scams depend on. Enforcement in Myanmar itself remains the open question. The country is in the middle of a prolonged civil conflict, and many of the largest compounds sit in border territories controlled by armed groups rather than the central government. A statute carrying the death penalty is only as strong as the state's ability to reach the people running the operations, and large stretches of the relevant territory are outside effective government control. The loss happens at the point of transfer. For anyone who holds or spends crypto, the practical takeaway sits at the point of transfer. These operations do not break cryptography or drain wallets remotely. They rely on convincing a victim to send funds voluntarily, usually to an address presented inside a fake app or a verified trading portal. The losses happen at the moment of the outbound transaction, and once a transfer is confirmed on-chain, there is no chargeback mechanism to reverse it. That is the same structural gap that makes crypto payments fast and final for legitimate use. A card or wallet that spends from your own keys protects you from a custodian's insolvency, but it offers no protection against authorizing a payment to a fraudulent recipient yourself. The defense is entirely upstream, verifying that a platform, a job offer, or an account manager is real before any money leaves your control. Malware adds a second vector. Screen scraping tools that hunt for seed phrase screenshots, as seen in recent mobile campaigns, can hand attackers the keys directly rather than relying on social engineering. Both routes end the same way, with an irreversible transfer.